This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will no longer be allowed to openly carry a firearm within 100 feet of a voting location unless their property falls within that buffer. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Governor Polis signed a bill into law on Wednesday.
The Vote Without Fear Act was a priority election bill for Democrats, who say it will prevent voters and poll workers from being harassed and intimidated. Opponents of the new measure said since Colorado is an open carry state in most places, it would infringe on Second Amendment rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients fell Wednesday below 100 for the first time in the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
According to the state's data, 84 patients were hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases this week. That's below the number recorded in mid-March of 2020, the first week for which the state recorded pandemic data. 52% are unvaccinated. Colorado's seven-day positivity rate, its percentage of positive tests, remains stable and low at just above 3%. The state reported about 5 COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people. Despite the improvements, health officials say they're closely watching for signs of another wave. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Rescue teams found a missing hiker on Pikes Peak after he spent several nights near the summit. The Gazette says the man was reported overdue Tuesday afternoon. A social media post yesterday from El Paso County Search and Rescue reported the hiker and rescuers were in good spirits. Mostly sunny along the Front Range, around Colorado Springs and in Denver. Highs today close to 60, about the same tomorrow, then rain for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.